an experiment outside in front of Nero. I'm telling this to a friend. There will be noise in the background. September 13, today a Mexican organ grinder passed through Washington Junction. He carried a small capuchin monkey, which looked like a wizened old man. The animal was sick, dying of tuberculosis. Its moth-eaten fur was tawny, olive, greasy, and full of hairless patches. I offered $3 for the monkey, and the Mexican was eager to sell. Tuttle, the drugstore owner, wanted to keep me from buying it, but he was afraid to interfere lest I stop patronizing his place and make my purchases in Canopa or Phoenix. I wrapped the flea-ridden capuchin in my coat and carried it home. It shivered in spite of the burning heat, but when I held it closer, it bit me. The animal trembled with fear as we entered my laboratory. I chained it to the leg of the work table, then washed my wound thoroughly with disinfectant. After that, I fed the creature some raw eggs and talked to it. It calmed down till I tried to pet it, then it bit me again. Franklin, my colored man, brought me a cardboard box which he had half-filled with hemp. The hemp would smother the fleas, he explained. My monkey nimbly hopped into the box and hid there. When I paid it no further attention, it soon fell asleep. I studied its almost hairless face, its head covered with short fur that resembled the cowl of a capuchin monk. The animal was breathing with difficulty, and I was afraid it might not live through the night. September 14. The monkey was still alive this morning and screamed hysterically when I tried to grab it, but after I fed it bananas and raw egg again, it let me pet its head a moment. I had to make it trust me completely. Fear causes an excess secretion of adrenaline, resulting in an abnormal condition of the bloodstream. This would throw off my observations. This afternoon, the capuchin put its long arms around my chest and pressed its face against my shoulder in perfect confidence. I stroked it slowly, and it uttered small whimpers of content. I tried its pulse, which was a way above normal. When it began to sleep in my arms, I stabbed it between the occipital bone and the first cervical vertebra. It died instantly.